This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian attacks are laying down a curtain of fire across areas of eastern Ukraine, where pockets of resistance are denying Moscow full military control of the region. Regional official told the Associated Press Tuesday that everything that can burn is on fire. Russia's war has caused alarm over food supplies from Ukraine to the rest of the world and gas supplies from Russia. It has also raised questions about security in Western Europe. The Russian military currently controls about 95% of the eastern Luhansk region, but Moscow has struggled for weeks to overrun it completely. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made an unannounced visit to Ukraine Tuesday in a show of support for Kyiv's prosecution of Russian forces accused of war crimes and other atrocities. Garland met with Ukraine's prosecutor general Irina Vednikova, who is spearheading the investigation of what Kyiv says are 16,000 reported war crimes since Russia invaded the country almost 4 months ago. Russia has denied targeting civilians in Ukraine. Before the meeting with the prosecutor, Garland told reporters there's an international effort to identify and apprehend war criminals.
I'm here to continue our discussions between myself and the prosecutor general about the actions that the United States is taking to assist the Ukrainian authorities in holding accountable those responsible for the atrocities, for the war crimes that the entire world has seen.
Garland added that the U.S. and its partners will pursue every avenue available to make sure those who are responsible for those atrocities are held accountable. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department is confirming Tuesday the death of a U.S. citizen in Ukraine who is believed to be the only second American to have been killed in the conflict there. The department said that Stephen Sibilski has died in Ukraine and that they are in touch with his family to provide counseling. This is VOA News.